All you. It said coffee and then the flavors. I really didn't know.
Oh, the
cappuccino menu.
I'm gonna try the zucchini.
Oh, yeah, I brought a nice zucchini.
That's exactly what I needed right now, actually.
So,
So we've got pepperoni and black olive pizza.
All right, so Chris and I wanted to give everyone a little something. Just say thank you.
Oh, something, something.
Aww.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
That's so sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Wait, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're at Starbucks coffee for people too.
Aww,
extra gold or medium.
What is it?
Starbucks like coffee tea bags, basically.
Oh,
yeah, like
those are pretty good. They're good to keep in your desk in case of a coffee emergency.
Yeah, there you go, the
thank you.
Wow.
Da, 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 da.
The power I have over him. Look at
that.
I just let him make fun of me a little bit, and he thinks I'm like, I don't know.
Who knew you baked?
Yeah.
He doesn't know it's all part of my plan. To get the cheese.
Well, the zucchini bread is nothing to sneeze at. It's pretty damn good.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe
what
I
did you
try.
Make?
I mean, it's sun-dried tomatoes.
Those are great,
feta,
too.
Are delicious.
Those are addictive.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay away from those because they're just, I'll eat the whole plate.
It was like pakoras?
Can I like cut? Huh?
Yeah, take whatever you want.
It's in phyllo dough.
What's in it?
Sun-dried tomato, feta, and spinach, and black olives and garlic.
They're really good. If you eat one, you're going to eat another one.
There is like a lot of butter in it.
No injuries?
No.
Okay.
I still have a scar.
I know. I'm looking out for you.
I was making appetizers for another get-together we had, and I was trying to open the crescent dough.
What?
And it went, like, the knife went right through my
That's
finger.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Chris, we gotta supervise you.
I just wrapped it up and
are
kept
you
going.
This?
It's what?
Your card?
Yeah.
What happened?
I
don't know. Did you open it?
No.
No, I didn't know the protocol.
Well,
I'm a first-time voter.
Do I want to work?
Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, there's one thing we all forgot. Drinks. Everybody does bring your own drinks.
Well, I had bought it before I started babysitting, and then I couldn't put the baby down to get my damn drink.
Chris is sitting there on the couch with this damn baby in his hand, staring at his soda across his
walking around the clinic. And I'm like, could somebody please, like, open that and pour some in my mouth?
That's
so sweet, though.
Thank
you, guys. That's
really good knowledge.
Really, yeah. Really,
it's like, super.
Yeah, a lot of people appreciate muting.
I don't want to be rude.
It's rough. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the
I know. We all brought
so much. Thanks, guys.
Now, you're probably all wondering why you didn't get reliabilities this week.
Aww. Did I send you my scores, Chris?
What?
Did I send you my scores for this week? Maybe.
I haven't, yeah, I've just been...
Because I thought, I think I might have accidentally sent them to one of you guys and not to Jeff.
So now she's going to pass the buck.
So
it's actually you guys' fault for not forwarding her results to me. You see how that works?
I know, the final one. Yeah. Then, oh, so you didn't do the overall thing there.
What's that?
So you didn't do like the overall?
No, I didn't do it.
When you get a chance, Chris, can you check? I'm just curious. No, I sent it to somebody. It's out there in the
I might email somewhere. Some of you guys for some of the assignments, but I'm missing them because there's one
that
we
So they don't involve Chris's data?
No.
So he's just completely checked out. He doesn't give a shit.
I know. That's why I
did the assignment and I sent them out too.
You did actually. You were one of the first ones.
Yeah.
Actually, Brianna was the first. I mean, was it like the day after?
Yo,
or something?
That night. What have we got here?
I had things to do that weekend that I wanted to do.
Those are addictive.
They're really yummy.
Were they sun-dried tomatoes?
Sun-dried tomato, feta, spinach, and black olive. We're done, yay!
8 months. Can you believe it? It's just hard to imagine.
Wait, so can you tell us what your study was about then?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, you're sure you did your ratings, Melissa?
Yeah. They're somewhere in the universe right now.
So basically my study is looking at therapists. The participant sample consists of therapists who are licensed. So I guess new therapists who like just graduated weren't included in the study. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, got therapists through organizations, like main organizations in APA, like clinical psychology division, child and adolescent clinical psychology, independent practice. And then members from the ABPP, and then there's a behavioral therapist group. I forget the name of the actual organization. But basically, I'm just trying to collect data for therapists of five different orientations. Mm-hmm. the first group would be classical psychotherapist, mm-hmm. non-classical, which has like a larger umbrella, and then CBT therapist. Behavioral therapist, and then integrative, which I defined in my own way, some combination of CBT and dynamic therapies, mm-hmm. kind of combined. And basically,
what about humanistic?
That'll be my limitation section, because I got some feedback from certain therapists of some orientations I'd never even heard of, saying that they weren't listed. And
where's the dolphin petting orientation? Come on.
That was just me and Jeff Bucker. We were anonymously sending emails.
I was sending out stuff through a listserv, on some listservs as well, I mean, it caused like a huge debate, actually, through the listserv, and some people were pretty harsh about on me about stuff, and some, a lot of therapists came to my defense about not including, like, by, you know, they thought I was kind of generalizing in terms of choose your orientation, and when you become a seasoned therapist, you know, you don't, you know, always stick to one, and you know, you adapt this, adapt that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, part of the way we've kind of added dimension to that is on when I added instead of force, in addition to forcing them to choose what orientation they felt like that they felt like based on descriptors I gave, I had them rate those five orientations from 1 to 5 on how much they feel like they identify with that orientation. Mm-hmm. So. And then there's a series of measures. One measure is asking them to rate on like 10 items on a Likert scale of how much they feel like this particular item influenced them in choosing that theoretical orientation. It's based on a scale that someone already developed. It's pretty basic, like, you know, clinical experience, research, outcome research, you know, supervisors, friends, stuff like that. So that was a basic one, and my hypothesis in regards to that one was that I felt I was that CBT and behavioral therapists tend to more highly endorse the outcome research as a reason why that they've chosen their orientation. Mm-hmm. And that was a pretty simple measure. And then the second one was a value survey looking at different sets of values. I don't know the exact, I forget the exact names, but there's like conservatism, I forget the one more related to the expression of feelings and stuff like that. And I made several hypotheses in relation to these sets of values. There's like subscales that fall under different like kind of umbrellas of values. And then there was a family of origin scale, and there was a discrepancy in like the results of a study that used it, looking at therapists of different orientations. And I was expecting that, I forget the name of the exact scale, but I think it's expression of emotion. I was expecting a dynamic therapist as a whole, like including non-classical and classical dynamic therapists to be more highly, have higher endorsements on those items rather than CBT versus the behavioral therapist. And then there's the whole, the ORI, which we did, the R of the DR and the VR at the conceptual level.
Yeah, how did that tie in? Like,
I mean, they were kind of separate in the way that I'm looking at them, and then that one, I expected that, and it's kind of, it seems sort of controversial, I guess, in the proposal we're talking about, it seems like I'm kind of putting down CBT and behavioral therapies, but I expected that dynamic therapists...
What's wrong with that?
Dynamic therapists to, you know, have higher levels of mental representations than CBT and behavioral therapists. You know, they tend to be more involved in symbolization, able to tolerate conflict and kind of understanding the conflict and opposing kind of sets of ideas. And so it kind of lended itself, I think, to a higher level of mental representations. And I think that's what I was looking for. That the RF I didn't originally include in my proposal. We decided to add that on. So I didn't make, I guess, a formal hypothesis in my proposal, but it's going to be along the same lines as that.
Did you, so there were therapist responses
and
mixed into with Chris's responses?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
3/4 of them were licensed psychologists, because mine was only 123 of the 500 total that we have.
Right. Or even, we had 3 responses each. So.
Yeah, but I mean, like, of the, you know,
yeah, mine got 900 responses.
75% of them.
The idea is that, you know, you choose orientation based on, you know, ways in which you view the world yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're someone who doesn't mentalize, maybe you're more likely to choose a cognitive behavioral or behavioral orientation.
Right. You might describe others as more action-oriented or behavioral ways rather than feeling states or mental states.
So what did you find then?
Well, in terms of the conceptual level, I did find significance in the direction that I wanted that to be. And I think, and it's broken down to various different ones. Integrative was an interesting one also, but I did find that dynamic therapists, but I think particularly the non-classical dynamic therapists had significantly higher levels of mental representations than CBT and/or behavioral therapists combined. I collapsed 2 hypotheses. One, I'm collapsing the 2 dynamic groups, and I'm collapsing the behavioral and CBT into one group. And so far, I found that there are significantly higher mental representation levels for, based on the conceptual level scale, for in that direction.
Mm, that's
so
exciting.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Mm, cool. Well, Chris just emailed me my responses that I sent to him on accident. So.
Yeah, I'll definitely email you with the when I start getting the stats or the results and stuff like that.
What was the gender breakdown?
It was pretty even, from what I remember. Mm-hmm. It was pretty even, definitely more women, but it was actually pretty. It was more even than I thought it would be. Mm.
Were you interested in looking at if gender impacted?
I did. I didn't.
I mean, you have the ability.
Yeah.
Right. It's a simple t-test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what other demographic information?
Race, gender, ethnicity. What else?
You didn't include the transgender umbrella as a choice, Giacomo. I have 3 genders on mine. I actually had about 17, and I had to collapse into 3.
I'm trying to think what else, what other demographics I might have had. What else do you have? I'm trying to think.
I have age brackets.
Age,
religion, ethnicity, geographic region.
Yeah,
geographic region.
I guess education for you was a constant.
Right. Geographic region
was not.
Yeah, education wouldn't give you much, but
right.
You know, maybe you should have had transgendered psychologists. You missed that.
Yeah,
that would have really
all excluded.
Definable characteristics of
more
concrete.
You what?
Absolutely.
And some of them were, I don't know who they were, but were very punctuated.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Hmm.
My goal is to eat something that of what everyone brought. So I need some grapes. And later some cheesecake.
Oh, good.
Half of that.
Thank you.
And
I want the other kids.
I have a Greek name who makes it like exactly the same, just like Spanish and feta cheese and mm-hmm. cheese.
Oh, this is so
happy. USDA
like, not
organic.
That I like, it, but like,
thank
so professional.
Thank you.
Yeah, it seems labor intensive.
I know, it does. It's mostly like the phyllo dough is very difficult to handle.
Yeah.
It's very delicate. But that's really where the time was spent. I mean,
yeah, that's how you do it.
Making the
film. Iron Chef phyllo dough.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it's hard to handle.
Did you put butter in each layer?
Mm-hmm. And on the top, get it a little golden brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing, that was my zucchini
breakfast.
Isn't it nice? Came with the house.
My new apartment came with a whole bunch of crap, and I was like, oh, this stuff looks good. I'll keep it. Where did you move to?
I'm in Port Washington now, so closer to here. From Babylon, it's not that. It's like almost the same, but it's closer to my job, so like the C-Cliff, so.
How far is Babylon from here?
35 minutes, about. And I was like pretty far south, so. It depends. If you live down by the water, it's gonna be like 45
yeah.
minutes. But
yeah,
about 35.
That's
and
over. That's across the border into Suffolk, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's about 15 minutes into Suffolk. It's like by Robert Moses, the bridge and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's so surprising that people like are from and live in Long Island. I mean, obviously,
oh,
it's Long Island University.
But there's campuses like
but,
out.
Right, but I'm still like surprised at how many people are actually like from here.
Growing up here, I didn't even know it existed.
Right. No, exactly. Like,
really?
I had no idea. Long Island. Oh, yeah.
Where are you from?
Babylon.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did you not know existed? The program?
No, like the school. Like, I don't know. Like, did you, like, all I ever heard of? I mean, when I was applying to schools and stuff, yeah, but like, what was your heroes? Farmingdale,
yeah.
Stony Brook, mm-hmm. Dowling.
I never heard of
it. That's all I ever heard of.
I had heard of CW because of, like, events being held here.
Like the Tillis Center. Are you
from Long Island also?
Yeah.
Where are you from? Long Island.
Garth City.
Well, I guess it's like right over here though.
Well, had you heard of Adelphi and Hofstra?
Hofstra, yeah. Because that's where all the bars were.
Just
kidding. Maybe not. No, Nassau Community College, Suffolk Community College. But like Adelphi and in high school, they didn't make a big deal out of LIU. Or of Adelphi.
Yeah. Private, so.
Yeah. Hofstra's private too.
Adelphi's
yeah.
private.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm saying they did make a big deal more out of like Suffolk, Nassau, Stony Brook, like the SUNY schools.
St.
Really
John's?
I knew of it, but they really didn't try to promote it. They really promoted more the public schools.
In your high school?
Mm-hmm. And Babylon Village is like, it's like middle class, upper middle class. It's not like. I'm surprised actually.
Where'd you go to school?
Babylon Village.
College.
Oh, for a college job day. You know.
Oh.
Like they pushed CUNY, they pushed SUNY.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of this program either.
I went
until I started looking.
Yeah, exactly. I went to the Brentwood campus a couple of times because they taught like driver's
yeah.
ed and stuff there when you were in high school. So that's how I kind of found out about it. But I didn't know that this campus was here. And then there was this, a Hampton campus.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still
a what?
A Southampton?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, they sold that.
Okay.
But now I think they rent space there now. They used to own it.
Yeah, I don't know if it was just my area, but they really didn't push it that, like, no.
It's supposed to be the eighth largest private university in the United States.
Really?
Yeah. To include all the campuses.
I wonder how many kids are from out of state.
Huh?
It's
considered a regional university.
Yeah.
How many people are here on the ground?
Here at this particular campus?
Yeah.
What, 8,000?
No, it's more than that, really?
That
didn't
seem
big at all.
No, it sounds right.
Really?
I think so.
Couldn't be really more than that. Yeah. We have a lot of graduate programs too, obviously, and that might.
Right. And like certificate programs. Yeah.
Boston College is 8,000 people.
Boston College?
So, yeah, that's one of the schools. I think it was 12,000.
But I'm just talking about post. you talk about the entire university, I mean, you talk about Brooklyn campus, Brentwood, there's a Rockland campus, there's a small Westchester campus. I mean, we had all those. You're talking about thousands and thousands
and thousands
of people.
But this is way smaller than Boston College.
Yeah, that's what my head was thinking about. Yeah. What year did you start that?
2004.
Oh, 2005.
And you two went to BC?
No, did you say sister?
My sister did.
Oh. Okay. It's a good school. So now, at least one of you is participating on a current coding team.
Which isn't going well.
Maybe you can describe it. And
well, I actually just said this morning that I'm wearing that meeting
Laura's?
Weekly.
Can I glow?
Yeah.
I don't know, is it Laura's or Leia's?
Laura's.
Okay.
Yes, I can glow.
Okay. So
just remember, most everything's is on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
We're still
your
podcasting?
Party?
Why?
Oh, nice.
What?
I'm podcasting this damn party.
Why?
Stop, Chris. Laura, haha.
We're watching videos of autistic children and scoring their, giving them the cars basically based on the video.
More than one?
Right now we're still doing practice, so they're different kids. Some of them are YouTube videos that are short. Yeah, like it'll be like a 5-minute clip of a kid. Or like other more like educational materials that happen to have autistic kids on them. But our reliability is not good and we're not meeting at all. We're just scoring them and then she's sending out the reliability via email and it definitely makes me see like meeting weekly I think is a necessity because like
did she say why she's not meeting weekly?
I don't know if it has to do with her schedule or everybody's
probably.
Schedule.
She's a narcissist.
Well, she lives. Doesn't I think she lives in West?
Are you pay? Is she making you pay her to be on the coding team?
What behavior are you putting
for? Well, based on like there's 15 categories on the cars and it's on a Likert scale from 1 to 4 with half points. From like, so based on emotional regulation, body movement, what else is it called? Like overall intellectual functioning, expressive language, nonverbal behavior, no one's different cues, like categories for, I guess just basically like use it overall as a diagnostic tool for autism. So, that's all I know so far. We've only had four. I don't know, because like I said, we haven't met. Kind of all like willy-nilly at this point.
Can you call it a team?
We're sort of like
this is a team.
Gathered
team right here. Here's a team. Right?
More
uniforms. So
they're like little Russian satellites.
Yeah. Our second
they don't know who each other are or where they are.
Laura already had her team. It was last year. I was on it.
Well, our second
Homeland Security, beware if you're listening.
Our second and third practice got better. But then the fourth one was like horrible reliability. Nobody was reliable with anybody, and I think the numbers were like close to like 0.3 or something.
Are these people who worked with?
I have no idea.
And she wanted me to lead that team, and I'm busy leading a team.
Well,
Chris and Giacomo, I already led one of her teams. And
why is she? What about all that? The whole year last year.
Well, that's for the process variable. She's coding the outcome variable.
Well, we're supposed to meet next week.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But
based on
you can't improve unless you meet to talk about discrepancies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we meet.
Yeah, and I've
met every week
since
November of last year. That's why we have a party. We've worked so hard these past 8 months. But I think she's going to just have to,
reliable data.
Yeah, she's not going to
9 ICC or higher.
Well, and she keeps stressing that, like when she, but she's sending out emails, and then she wants to know like when everyone can meet, and she wants to meet on the weekend, and like nobody's going to meet on the weekend in the summer. Sorry.
Something like electronic.
Like an office.
Can you do a Skype conference call?
Yeah, that stuff. Those would be or something.
Like go to meetings.
Yeah, I don't know how she. I don't know what. The plan is she wants to meet next week, so but then she there's a whole bunch of complications. I don't know who works and who doesn't because she was saying Monday morning
but you know, I work, so it's gonna be hard for me to.
You don't even know who the other people are. How many there are?
I know.
Do you've never you've never met once?
I've spoken to her on the phone.
Didn't you guys meet on Father's Day?
Yeah, but I couldn't go because it was Father's Day. She
okay.
wanted to meet, she wanted to meet on Father's Day, and I think they did,
what
but I couldn't
that's
go.
About?
Hmm. Oh,
Chris. Who is this person?
Laura. I don't even know her last name. She has two of them, though.
I think she might be Richard's sister.
Or she a student?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Neither.
She's an
outclass.
She's an
outclass.
Man.
She's my arch nemesis.
Well, it's just interesting to be on another coding team. I mean, that's doing things so differently in your...
I stole the briefcase of the truck. Just
is Leah still
around.
Or Leah
well,
still
I'll just say that I... Laura was on... coding teams that I've led, she knows how to do it.
Yeah.
I just think she's going to need to have to face the music and actually sit and meet with people every week.
Yeah, there's no quick, easy way.
I mean, look, if I thought there was an easier, softer way to do this, I'd be the first one to do it because I'm so busy.
She should talk to Lene about that. Lene had an easy way.
Well, yeah, I mean, Lene, she didn't even show up for her coding team.
Right. I remember that.
Wow.
It was easy, I guess.
I never saw her once.
And you were still on the team? But the team
what?
Continued?
She was on maternity leave.
Oh.
So I pitched in and led her team. Her team.
That's not
sweet. How's the
baby Laura? Bring your baby in tow.
You have to wait about 9 months.
Can you walk?
Before this happens.
Is it in the car seat?
I didn't even realize she was on maternity leave.
Who, Leia?
Baby. They
I mean,
Lene.
Lene?
Yeah.
Give them some Benadryl.
I know she had babies.
People do
our kids.
Drug their
she,
children.
She, like,
Benadryl.
Timed that really
fair
well.
Fair
so she had
that's
a couple.
Really
that's really
wrong.
She what?
How many children did
she had two babies in the span of 4 years.
Wow. Yeah.
That's kind of normal.
But I mean, like, without missing classes. But without missing classes.
She took a year off each time.
So yeah, how does that work? Is that baby's house?
I thought she graduated with the class.
No. No, she was 2 years late. I mean, late in quotes.
Yeah, right. Obviously, that was how I was, like, so amazed. I'm like, how the hell is she having these kids and still, like,
oh,
all
she,
the class?
No, I mean, her, the class she came in with was 2 years ahead of her.
All these women throwing off the statistics of graduation rates.
Is that, does, if you have a child and you take a year off, does that mean
don't
like,
get any ideas.
I'm old. Like
I'm old.
I am.
What does that mean? How old are you?
Eggs are spoiled.
I'm the fourth oldest in our class.
The clock is ticking. Is that what you're saying?
That doesn't really mean anything because I think I'm probably the oldest in my class.
I have a schedule.
You don't need
I don't know.
You
don't
need there's plenty of humans to go around.
Well,
tick, 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 Marie.
Yeah. What?
Tick, tick, tick.
By the time I graduate,
I said the same thing to Chris. By the time I graduate, I have to have, like, not go to work, have kids.
Yeah. It's a serious thing.
Well, how many do you want?
Seven,
like 15, you should get going now.
1 or 2 or 3 sooner, and then after retire, I want to adopt like 10
kids. Well, there's so many kids. You just,
She wants a gaggle.
I do. I want to have a.
I want to have a company.
Company?
You know, put them to work.
Like a dance
true.
Company?
True.
Have a big coding team. That's your plan.
Oh my god.
No,
I'd like
you're
to, like,
so
like when I, like, retire or, like, whatever.
Not
I'm
have
able
to go. You wouldn't have to have a house. You could live with one, like, every week of the year.
And genetically
no,
reliable.
Just live it all
children.
Genetically reliable.
Spinach.
But so if you, because I know you have what 7 years to stay enrolled to complete your.
You have the option of applying for an 8th year.
Okay, but if you had 2 kids and you took up 2 years, is that an exception or is that included in your maximum?
Yeah.
I was thinking about what I was going for next.
I don't know. It's spelled out in the student handbook. I don't know the answer to that question.
I'm sorry, I messed it up with about half.
It doesn't sound.
No,
I'm already
right.
Probably
just
killing
just
my kid right now.
Lene wasn't in
probably
danger of not graduating, so that never came up in her. She's the first student I know of
thanks.
Who had 2 kids while in the program.
I think we're placing bets on people in our class is going to be the first to go.
To
what do you mean? To have a baby.
Basically, it was like
while in the program.
Yeah, because
not like in general, but morning.
So
well,
who?
Exactly.
Who's
that's
your
experience?
I mean, I don't want to. I don't know if it's private information, but there are a couple of people who like want to have kids soon. Like soon.
One
of
them, David, just had a kid.
Oh, David.
But it's. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's a little different. Like with
no.
if the girls,
just look
you know,
like
the
oh,
student.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
That's
true.
I don't know. It's very different. It's very.
Do they have a father in mind, or?
No. No, well, most of our class is married.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all in their 26s.
Really?
And married. Yeah. It's pretty wild. Like
yeah.
I'm still blown away by it. Like
probably like half of our class.
I don't even know anybody anymore who's married. That's just really odd to me.
It's odd
just
being
not
married.
Done.
I missed that part of the conversation.
No, in her
like
class,
in
she's
my,
saying it's odd not being married.
Like, in my friends and circle, like, people don't get married.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, recently, a couple of my girlfriends got married, but they're, like, 38.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else that can be married when we start the program?
Yeah.
Alan.
We have one engagement. This cheesecake is so good, Chris. I told Molly earlier.
Gus got engaged.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
This is outstanding. The crust is, wow.
I told you.
What's your secret with the crust?
Butter.
No, I mean, it's graham cracker, it's pulverized almonds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's when you buy one of those crusts that you put the
nuts. No.
No, he breaks out his big Jewish food processor.
Oh, that's a trick.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that wasn't a joke.
No, it
was recipe.
Yeah, like
some Julia.
Oh, yeah. What I did is I like took a bunch of different recipes and what I liked about each. It kind of it's an integrative recipe. Like I like the crust from that one, and then you know parts from this one, and then how they baked it in a different one. I mean, it took a couple of tries to get it right.
Yeah.
You know, we just call that eclectic. So I think, I mean, does Laura want to meet regularly starting in the fall? Is that the idea?
She didn't say. I don't really know. It's sort of a little disorganized. I don't really know what the plan
looks
is.
Looks like her attachment.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Are you trying to make sure that this doesn't get published? Like the podcast?
You
can
email
it.
How can you put this on the internet?
Oh,
my gosh.
You're
going to have to edit.
Edit.
Oh, my God. Just Chris with all these bleeps.
I'm hoping if we
no, I mean, Chris is going to have to respond to his ad. He's going to have to, you know, take the consequences.
But I think
she's going to use up all
week.
The tissue in my office.
Were you awake eating that cheesecake?
What?
Were you really awake eating that cheesecake?
I did after.
I thought you were going to send out an email asking everybody what they were bringing in. So I didn't bring anything. I really totally cooked. I didn't think
well,
people.
We have look how much food there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bought grapes.
Just some, like, in case.
The only thing we're missing really is drink. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and you can be sure that I will be emailing someone this evening.
Oh.
And I'll say,
oh,
Melissa said.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Dear Laura, your coding team sucks. I shouldn't say that. Leadership. Team is only as good as the leader.
Well, I was going to say, I hope if we meet next week, hopefully things will get on the same page for everyone.
So there is an actual meeting scheduled?
No.
Melissa,
oh,
I...
That was the whole she wanted to meet Monday morning thing.
Monday morning?
I know.
That
was
the
work?
Worst time to...
Better than Father's Day. Sorry, Laura, better than Father's Day.
You should meet on Christmas.
Well, I had heard about the whole Father's Day thing,
yeah.
And I actually tried
Wednesday.
To stop that, but
yeah, I told her
that
wasn't successful.
Day.
Yeah.
But especially if you don't live in the area, it's gonna take more than an hour by the time you travel and everything.
2 hours.
You know, I think, in all fairness to Laura, you know, she's applied for a postdoc, and the postdoc doesn't kick in until she defends her dissertation. Mm-hmm. And
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a 2-year program. Oh, she knew this going into it.
Right, but she assumed that she was going to defend her dissertation before September, and because of the whole issue that happened last fall with that student who lost data.
Oh, that's why they had to.
Everything changed. It's like, you know, it's like 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world changed after that point. And it took her a number of months just to get approval to do the last part of her dissertation.
I would be like mortified.
Are you not going to say anything about that?
What? Shit happens. If you didn't have a contingency plan, whose fault is that?
Well, it's very behavioristic.
What's Leia's coding team like?
I don't know. I told both of them, I said I'd be happy to be involved after I finish with Chris and Giacomo. I'm not going to do more than one coding team at a time. If you're willing to wait until I have time, I'm happy to help out.
Tell Laura I have a postdoc in September too, so.
Hey, you haven't defended yet.
No, I know, but wait.
That reminds me, you can either give me a home address where I can mail you, uh-huh. or if you're going to be here next Wednesday, I can get it to you. I made a promise to myself to finish it by Wednesday,
okay.
So a week from today, so.
I can come and get it.
Okay.
Laura didn't defend
yet. Yes.
No, she has to finish her dissertation.
Oh, really?
One comes before the other.
I thought you guys were like...
No. Oh, yeah. I don't know. No. I thought for some reason that she was done, and then this was just like
September.
Something
only,
extra for
Eric
some,
and Carrie.
Like
no.
Study
they
or
started.
Yeah, it was a little confusing. They had only met with the family that was transferring.
You guys, like,
and they're not,
almost
I don't think,
stuff,
coming back
actually, and this is something that...
So you've been looking
she can lord over Chris. She has a publication mm-hmm. coming out of this.
Yep.
It's actually in press.
So why does she even need to do the rest of this?
Like, can't she? Isn't that good enough for a dissertation?
She hasn't even analyzed it, an outcome variable. We published this without an outcome variable.
How do you do that?
Which is what?
What are you saying?
We just looked at process.
I don't think you can say anything.
We didn't even look at outcome.
No, I mean, like,
Linnea didn't
what's the
look at outcome, right?
Outcome.
The outcome, in a sense, was counter-transference. So. She also did report on CBCLs.
And I don't know if there were qualifications or anything like if you needed to for this coding team, like have you worked with autistic kids before or anything like that? I don't know.
Well, what I said was the person has to have a minimum of a bachelor's degree.
Okay. Because I think it's a little difficult to expect people to administer CARS via video if they have no history working with autistic kids and no history using the CARS. Like, I've worked with autistic kids for 4 years
Well, that's
now,
what a coding team is for.
Never used the CARS.
I mean, Richard, who...
We love.
Right.
Yes, we all love Richard, and, you know, it slipped my mind to invite him. We should have invited him. But may he rest in peace, you know. But Richard... had a bachelor's.
Okay.
He had no experience with...
Yeah.
Actually, none of you really had any experience with reflective functioning, you know, differentiatedness, relatedness, and conceptual levels of object representations. Nobody had any.
I guess, yeah, but we
Richard the least
it.
Of all, but he came to weekly team meetings.
But that's so much more academic than observing behaviors of a population
well,
that
some of
is
us
very
did
different
have
than most people
of
think.
Object,
like,
I didn't
and,
class,
like, I work with
so,
severe,
I mean,
profound, and more autistic kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
for me, I'm like, oh, these kids are
true.
Fine.
No, no, totally. But I could imagine how, like...
Didn't.
That would be
nice.
I just think we're kind of all over the place because we don't have like a caliber, we're not
baseline.
Calibrated.
Well, if you don't know what to look for, how are you going to find
yeah,
it?
Right. Well, and basically we didn't have any, like we had the manuals to read through, we didn't have anything like that. She gave us the CARS and like a brief little packet that had like definition of each like category, some whatever it is on the CARS. So it was like a paragraph for each one, but it wasn't very in-depth. Like, the packets we had for your eyes were really in-depth, so it's almost like you couldn't really make a mistake.
But, like, how would someone be able to differentiate, like, a normal child, like, rolling their head around and
right.
a child with autism rolling their head around as a STEM like.
Well, you basically do it on the frequency and the persistentness of the behavior. Sort of.
I don't like it. I definitely think you need to have you need to know what it looks like.
Well, it's Q sort points, right?
No, it's not a Q sort. Oh. It's strictly ratings.
So I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I like watching the videos. I think it's kind of interesting to watch the kids getting therapy and stuff.
Maybe, Chris, you'd like to step in and co-lead the team with her.
It's okay.
I mean, you'll have plenty of time on your hands after you defend, right?
What? Yeah. I have plenty of time on my hands right now.
So you could pitch in and help Laura.
It's okay.
She's your best friend.
But you should, you know, it's the learning process. You know, you really have to kind of go through and do things on your own. And eventually let go of the apron strings. So.
You're still working, though?
What?
You're working, right?
Yeah.
Do you work full time?
internship and then 20 hours.
Are you still doing internship until when?
September 2nd.
And then what?
Do a job or?
Kind of. I got a call this week. I won't say where because it's mine. Unless you can pause it for a second.
Don't worry, I'm going to sabotage it anyway.